Jesus was throwing his weight around in the temple, throwing out money changers, and cleansing the temple. And the Jewish authorities said to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" And Jesus answered, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it in 3 days." 3 days is even better than the whole Sanctum. 3 days to rebuild a temple. Now, of course, those listening were dubious at this claim. You can't build something like that in 3 days. They said it's taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to rebuild it in 3 days. Well, John, who wrote the gospel that was read to us this morning, writes this up with an editor's eye and later on makes this comment. But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. And this is the heart of the Easter message, isn't it? The focus of faith is not on a religious building. The focus of faith is on a person. The focus of faith is on a person who has defeated death and risen from the grave. And not as an isolated event with no connection to anything else, but with as a sign of hope to us all that death does not have the last say in this world. So the news is coming out this morning in Sri Lanka. Churches have been bombed and people have been killed. But to do such a thing on Easter Day just shows what cowards the perpetrators are. They create a pool of darkness, but the risen Lord Jesus Christ shines his light into the midst of that darkness and overcomes it. Death does not have the last say in our world. Jesus Christ is risen from the grave. Now, if that is true, and I personally am convinced that it is true, it has astonishing implications for everything. And what we should do as a church is spend each week and each month and each year working out together what the implications of that resurrection are and living them out. But maybe Easter Day, more than any day, is the day for each of us to focus on our own response to that news. Because it does demand a response. We follow Jesus, but if Jesus is dead, it is a pointless thing to do. If Jesus is alive, we follow a risen Saviour. And the Bible calls each of us to decide where we are in response to that news. The tomb is empty. And as Paul wrote, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, a personal response, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, a personal response, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The grave is empty. Jesus is alive. I invite you to think what your own response to that amazing news is this morning. May we just pray for a moment together. Thank you, Father God, that your love is stronger than death. That by your power you have raised Jesus from the dead, and that just as he has been raised, so will we be also.